This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Now that talks have broken down for the moment between the Georgia World Congress Center Authority and one of the churches on the preferred site for the new Falcon Stadium, is that the end of the negotiations for that site? Atlanta City Councilman Ivory Lee Young represents District 3, which includes the stadium area. Councilman Young, welcome. Good to have you.
Glad to be here.
You have advocated what's called the south site, which is the one where the churches are. It is the one closest to the MARTA line. Do you have any indication from Mount Vernon Baptist Church, which is the church where the negotiations broke down with the World Congress Center, that this is absolutely it? Have you had a chance to talk to them?
I have not talked with them, but you can certainly judge by one's actions the level of interest. The fact that negotiations were even allowed to occur would tell us they are absolutely interested in brokering a deal. The question is, what is the right deal? It's my perception that talks are probably stymied because the church itself, I don't think, got off to the right foot with its negotiations.
How do you mean they didn't get off on the right foot with the negotiations?
Well, let's go back a bit. You know, if we were having this conversation back in 1989 and we were talking about the new dome, there was a lot of angst. An entire neighborhood was taken. When Mount Vernon talks about their future, there's absolutely a legacy that must be discussed. And so we're not just talking about fair market value. We're talking about all of the history that then comes with this institution. Not just that intrinsic value, but then there's the cost itself for replacement of the church and relocation.
So are you saying that the negotiators should have offered somewhat comparable amounts of money to each when, from what we understand, Friendship was in the area of $15 million and Mount Vernon was somewhere around six?
That's a fair statement.
If you are saying then that the negotiations with the churches really should continue, in your opinion, is it up to the World Congress Center to make the first move and approach Mount Vernon with a more lucrative offer, and have you communicated that to them?
I don't think Mount Vernon would have even suggested or recommended an offer if they weren't interested in selling. They are. And as well, Friendship. Let's find out what the right number is. Let's go ahead and transact our business and move on with the development of this new world-class stadium.
Have you said that to the World Congress Center, folks?
I just said it.
If things go ahead on the Northside site, number one, do you as a council member have any recourse to oppose it? Number two, would you oppose it? And number three, how would you do it?
I would absolutely oppose the site to the north. You know, we had spent over 20 years in the Vine City community where I live, Castleberry and English Avenue, inundated with inordinate amount of traffic, huge impacts that this community still hasn't recovered from. And we were given promises that just simply were not kept in terms of the outcomes that were going to come from the original Dome Stadium.
So very quickly, if the work goes forward in a meaningful way on the north side site, how would you try to stop it?
You know, it's really not for me to say. I'm a representative of a constituency. I'm an architect of over 25 years. I know what will have a positive impact on the neighborhoods I represent. I know what will have a negative impact. The north site would absolutely have a negative impact. All parties should come back to the table, continue the dialogue, but let's be real. At the end of the day, we don't have an unlimited timetable. And don't be confused to suggest that my statements are contrary to having the Falcons here in Atlanta, Georgia. The Falcons mean a lot to Atlanta. They mean a lot to the state of Georgia, but not at the expense of the adjacent neighborhoods. The south site is the best site, and for that reason, the churches should understand the importance of being fair And then the Falcons and the World Congress Center need to absolutely understand the importance of closing this deal.
And you think there's still time to do that, but not a lot?
I think that's a fair statement.
Atlanta City Councilman Ivory Lee Young represents the 3rd District, which includes the area around the current Georgia Dome and the proposed sites of the new Falcons Stadium. Councilman Young, thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure.